Wonder if I need a new collar. You know, change it up a little bit. Let's face it, a dog doesn't have a lot of opportunities to express itself with fashion. Yep, collar's pretty much it. And I've been wearing this tired old strap for so long, fleas are beginning to openly taunt me. I'll settle for anything basic, really, and masculine. But I'll be honest, I kind of like those black lace chokers the human teenagers wear. Then there are those diamond-studded collars, but they're kind of like the stretch shirt on bodybuilders. You know, some that wear them are badasses, but some are just plain gay, and some are both. One time Master put a bell around my neck for Christmas. Talk about f***ing with your head. Imagine hearing yourself jingle every time you run, and for the life of you, you can't figure out why. 24 hours a day, I felt like Jim Morrison on peyote. It was pretty cool at first, but before long, made me so mad, I started peeing on my friends. Well, I don't know what I'm getting so worked up about. It's not like it's my choice when my collar gets changed. I should just take it off and streak through the house with goldenpalace.com written on my back. Maybe then I'd get some attention around here. As it is, I have no one looking after my needs. It's like I've always said before, if you don't look out for yourself, hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?
Hey, Jerry.
Oh, hey, Bush. Kind of busy right here.
Heck, don't bother me none. You've seen one, you've seen them all, right?
That's gross.
Hey, did you hear the big news? Hey, you missed a spot.
Oh, thanks.
Anyway, as I was saying, Blackie got hit by a cement mixer.
What? Is he all right?
No one really knows, but it's not looking good. You know, there are some saying he didn't want to get out of the way. Damnedest thing I've seen since you wagged your pecker at the police during the close of L.A. Woman.
Funny you mentioned that. I was just telling everybody about that.
Oh, really?
So Blackie's down, huh? See what neutering does to a dog? Baddest dog I've ever seen reduced to wheel aside, Butch.
Damn you, Bob Barker. You'll pay someday. I don't know when, but soon, and for the rest of your miserable short life, you plinko-playing son of a bitch.
Hey, dude, calm down. There is an upside to this, you know.
Barker's dying of gut rot?
No. Chi-Chi's going to need a new bodyguard. Or buddy guard, as he calls it.
That's the upside? Letting a retarded chihuahua beat you at Connect Four?
Jerry, old Blackie wasn't the saint he led you to believe he was. Rottweiler was getting paid now. Oh, yeah. Chi-Chi's masters are the richest on the block.
Wait, they're Mexican.
So?
Oh, right. So, that's what I'm saying. You know, some of my best friends are Mexican.
Anyway, Blackie was getting treats under the table left and right for years. They loved that dog like he was their own. And now Chi-Chi's all vulnerable again. See what I mean?
Yeah, I do, but kidnap and ransom was the other character's bit.
No, Jerry. Chi-Chi needs a new friend. He's been trying out candidates all week. I got you a tryout tomorrow.
Really?
The next day.
So, how you doing, Chi-Chi?
Blackie got run over.
Yeah, I heard. Sorry about that.
Master says Blackie might go to the bone store in the sky.
Yeah, that's a tough one there, Chi-Chi. But, you know, everything...
Hey, look, Jerry, my pee-pee is pointy. Pointy pee-pee, pointy pee-pee. 4, 5, 6.
Okay. So, all right, Chi-Chi. How do we do this whole
pointy pee-pee
bodyguard thing? This may have been a bad idea.
Well, me and Blackie's favorite thing to do was hang out on the street corner.
Oh, so like we're doing now.
Yeah, Jerry got it.
Okay, well, this ain't so bad.
Then I would yell bad things at other dogs.
What do you mean, bad things?
Well, like this. Hey, pit bulls! You're all motherless faggots of an inferior line.
What was that?
Then Blackie would beat them up.
What?
There's your friend, Mutt.
Mine? No, never seen him before.
Jerry, hurry up and beat up these cat-licking homos. I want to go to your house and pull up naked pictures of their mother on the internet. Hotpoochie.com, hotpoochie.com, 4 by 6.
This guy, huh? Makes you laugh, right? Right?
Twenty minutes later.
Chi-Chi, do you have any idea how silly a dog missing a front tooth looks?
Hey, look, Jerry, wolves. Hey, queers, your mother called and... Just kidding, fellas. Rabid dog here with Tourette's, I think. What are you going to do with him? Hey, say, you guys just mosey along. Don't pay no attention to us. Hey, you wouldn't happen to know where I could find a burlap sack, a cinder block, and some still water, would you? No? All right. Well, you guys, you have a good day. You hear me? You look great, by the way. All of you. Real handsome. Okay. Bye-bye, then.
Okay, Chi-Chi. If this is going to work, we're going to have to change the game plan. You come with me.
15 minutes later.
Okay, Chi-Chi. Time to try some real buddy activities here. Try to have an open mind about this, all right? Let's start with digging. See how the claws work the soil? See that? How the grass is coming up? That cool, dark earth being torn away beneath your fingernails?
What are we doing it for?
I have no idea.
This is stupid.
Okay, fine. How about fetch? Now, this is hours of fun right here. Let's see. How am I going to do this exactly? Just dawned on me I might need Master for this one. Well,
I guess I can follow through it. How hard can it be, right? Okay, ready? One, two,
three. Get out there. Get up.
There you go, Jerry. Now what?
Oh, don't look at me like that, Chi-Chi. I never said I was Brett f***ing Favre, all right? Okay, let's see. All right, I got it. How about this?
What is it?
They're called fashion plates. See how you can change the skirt to match any top? Yeah, you just slide in the plates of your choosing. Then you slide a piece of paper in there like so. And now comes the fun part. Watch how the chalk slidey thing makes the fashion just come alive.
Are you retarded too, Jerry?
I give up.
Jerry, what are you doing, man?
I give up, Butch. I can't deal with him.
You can't. Tomorrow's the rose ceremony.
The what?
The next day.
Princess!
Yes!
What the f*** is going on here, Butch?
I told you, the rose ceremony. If you get a rose, you get to come back tomorrow. Now be quiet.
Princess, will you accept this rose?
Of course I will, silly.
Slut.
Sebastian!
Why am I standing here like this asshole, Butch? I don't want to stick around in this ridiculous competition.
Only because you know you're gonna lose.
Sebastian, will you accept this rose?
Of course. I don't think I'm going to lose, Butch. I saved my ass last night. Rented agent Cody Banks. Chi-Chi ate it up.
You're kidding.
Shh.
Only two roses left.
Andy Garcia.
Yes!
What the f*** is Andy Garcia doing here? You got me. I haven't seen him since Hero.
Andy, will you accept this rose?
You know I will.
Great. Last one.
You should have seen his face light up, Butch, when Malcolm in the Middle saved the f***ing day again.
Hush up, Jerry.
Man, why are you so sweating this? Who cares about a stupid rose anyway?
Butch!
Son of a bitch! Are you kidding me? Butch, I thought we had something here, Chi-Chi. I showed you how to dig, man. I got a black eye and three broken ribs because of you, you prick teeth. Now, goddammit, give me my fucking rose. I'm not kidding here. No? You're not going to give it to me? Well, fine. I just have one thing left to say, then, Mr. Chi-Chi the Chihuahua.
Hey, my nuts, and I can reach them with my mouth. How cool is that?